May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Well, we have this conference coming up starting Wednesday night on the Song of Solomon, so I've got Song of Solomon on the brain, on the heart, and soaked in it, saturated in it, and thus, so everything's going to be Song of Solomon for a while. I don't have time to look at anything else. This is Song of Solomon, chapter 4. This is just little snippets of some things that we'll be doing. This is the bridegroom speaking to us, the bride, and says, "A garden enclosed is my sister and my bride. A rock garden locked, a spring sealed up. Your shoots, or what I see in the garden, is an orchard of pomegranates." Pomegranates in the Song of Solomon speak about the heavenly life, the above life that's ours in union with Christ. A lady named Ruth Paxton wrote a book many years ago called Life on the Highest Plane, one of the greatest books. It's just about our union with the risen and exalted Christ. The word literally means exalted. Oh, so that's a great thing to pray. I found myself reading this again and praying this week, "Oh God, would you look at my life? I want there to be an orchard of the heavenly life. I want there to be the orchard of the life, a life more abundant happening in me." Your shoots are like orchards of pomegranates. And he goes on and names different parts of the fruit. It says in verse 15, "You are a garden spring, a well of fresh water, streams flowing from the new creation," which is what Lebanon's about. And now this is the thing I wanted you to just get this little snippet. "Awake, O north wind, and come, wind of the south, and make my garden breathe out fragrance. Let its spices be wafted abroad. May my beloved come into his garden and eat his choice fruits." There's a lot of cool stuff there, which we'll see at the conference. But that prayer is such an unusual prayer. "Come, awaken, O north wind, and come, wind of the south." We've talked a lot lately about why the battles, like why the rough patches sometimes, like why the holes in the road, why they're just things that we go through. In this fallen world, God is sovereign. Can he just stop all that? But the truth is, he uses all that. The enemy overplays his hand, and the Lord just uses the stuff in this fallen world to accomplish his purposes, to propel us into our place in Christ, into fulfilling our destiny to be carriers and manifestors of the life and the fullness of Jesus. And the north wind, you think about north wind, what north wind will do. I remember years ago, Ron and I actually were in Kansas City. I've been to places that are really cold, but I've never been a place as cold as this was in Kansas City. And it was like 5 degrees below zero, but the wind was like 25 miles an hour. Maybe that thing we went to in Michigan was terrible. But one of the things you discovered, and the people who lived there, they acted normal. We were like going, "What is wrong with you? You're not making faces or running around. You're just walking around like normal." But they weren't dressed like we were either. They dressed like they knew this was coming. And we would just get out of the car and run into a building. Well, whatever it looked like running for us, we felt like we were running. Because anything of flesh that was exposed, you knew it. Because the north wind would expose it. South wind's like a comforting thing. And what she's praying is this prayer that she so desires for everything in her life to be fully his, for him to harvest every part of her will, every part of her life, to hold nothing back from him. As a matter of fact, there are like 9 times the word garden is used in the Song of Solomon. The first 3 times she refers to her garden, but here she begins to say, "No, this is actually your garden. It's always been your garden. And so I want you to take pleasure in your garden, my heart." And so she says, "Do what you have to do to expose, to reveal any exposed flesh in my life." Because it's then, as God applies the cross to our life, we also know new expressions of the south wind, resurrection. So she's just praying, "Lord, expose anything in my life that's flesh." And then having exposed that, "Lord, manifest new life in those places, your life in those places. Being conformed to the image of your death, knowing the power of your resurrection. And here is a great verse. I haven't thought about this verse in a long time. This is Zephaniah. The word lees, L-E-E-S, when you make wine in a barrel and you let the wine sit, the longer you let the wine sit, the better the wine gets. But you have to be careful with it, because what will happen is sort of the junk in the wine kind of filters down to the bottom and it gets thick at the bottom. It's called lees. And if you let that wine sit on those lees too long, it'll get ruined, it'll spoil it, it'll ruin. If you take it off the lees too much, it won't be quite ready. And so the key is that you want it to stay on the lees long enough, but you also want to move, you get the barrel, you want to turn the barrel around so the lees get stirred up a little bit in the main body of wine so that the flavor is just right. That's part of the art of winemaking. And then Zephaniah, which is another one of those books about revival, every book in the Old Testament, especially the minor prophets are, he says this. This is Zephaniah chapter 1, verse 12. And it will come about at that time that I will search Jerusalem with lamps. You ever prayed that prayer? You ever asked the Lord, Lord, search my heart with lamps? Expose anything, any bugs, any dark stuff. Reveal all the little corners, little dust, dirt stuff I've tried to sweep away. It says, and I will deal with them who are stagnant in spirit. The word stagnant in spirit is literally the words thickening on their lees. Because if wine sits on lees, if you don't stir it up some, it'll thicken. It'll begin to thicken. It'll ruin. And so what he's saying is, I'm going to come, I'm going to turn your life over a little bit. I'm going to turn the barrel over a little bit because you're beginning to become thickened on your lees. We don't want our spiritual lives to become thickened, because when our spiritual lives become thickened, our passions become stagnant. That's why it's translated, you become stagnant in the spirit. We become a little bit stagnant, slow to respond. There's a place in the Song of Solomon, a couple of places actually, when he comes to her to do a fresh work and the believer doesn't really respond quickly. And the Lord has to teach this believer about some things, and he uses some circumstances to keep her from thickening on her lees. Point being, why the battles? Why the stuff? What is God doing? This God who is sovereign, we have a real enemy who wants to kill, steal, and to destroy. But in that same verse in John 10, he's come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And I believe that one of the things that the reason that, all that stuff is stuffed in one verse, John 10:10, is because the Lord will use the enemy's attempt to kill, steal, and destroy to propel us into experience life and life more abundantly. If we understand what's going on. But if you've been turned over, if your life's been turned over, been turned upside down, and when you're going through it, sometimes you don't get it, and it certainly doesn't feel very good. So like when I read that in the Song of Solomon, when he goes, Lord, awaken, O north wind, I'm going, you're kidding me. Like, I want to get it when the north wind comes. I don't want to miss the opportunity for any exposed flesh to be dealt with, because I know the comforting south wind's coming after that, a fresh work of the Holy Spirit in my life. But to pray for it to come, to pray, oh God, prune anything in my life, Lord, because I know the result of the pruning is going to be greater fruitfulness, greater manifestation of your life in me. I don't mean fruitfulness in ministry. That can be one of the consequences. That's really what God's looking for, because we can trust him. It's not like God's like this cruel person in heaven. We go, okay, Lord, deal with anything in my life. He goes, oh, I'm so glad you said that, because I've been wanting to just beat the crap out of you for a long time. This makes me feel better. I'm bigger than you. I just like to pounce on you. No, it just is an expression of our heart that says, Lord, we want you to deal with anything. I don't want to thicken on the lees. And I can think through my life how many times when I've gone through stuff and not really understood what it was all about. But I knew that when it was done, God had done a work in me. that I was, something in me had gotten freed up. Something in me wasn't so thick. Something in me was, had a lot more passion. There was a lot more freedom to go for it because God was dealing with me, dealing with that tendency to settle, to slow down, to not be radical, to not believe for radical things. You with me? And to use age as an excuse, that drives me crazy in the body of Christ. When I have older people will tell me, well, I've done that before, and so I've done my turn. I'm like going, your turn? Really? There's no retirement program in the body of Christ. Now, there's a calling can shift. I understand that. But over the years, we try to get Sunday school teachers and stuff. Well, I did that when I was in my 30s. I'm going, so that was it? That was your best? The 30s was the best it was going to get for you? I'd like for the 90s to be the best, right? There's a place in Psalm 78 that says, and when he killed them, then they sought him. I wish that weren't true, but we do have a tendency for that to be so. But here's a good thing to know this. When you're going through something, know that that's one of the things that God's doing. May not be the only thing, but he's certainly doing that. If you have a passion for everything, if you have a passion for, even though your outer man may be decaying, you want your inner man to know renewal day by day at the highest level. You want for the farther you go, the farther up you get in the things of the Lord, farther in you go. If you want that, then know that this one of the things that God's doing is trying to keep you from thickening on your lees. And so you can praise him for that. It'll end. The turning over will end. But don't wait till it's over to go, oh my gosh, that was so, you did such a cool thing. Go ahead and understand that's what's going on. It'll make it easier for you to rejoice in him and be glad instead of worrying about what's how you feel. Because in the end, it's going to be about freedom and everything being like Jesus did at the wedding in Canaan. When you get done the wine of your life, it'll be its best. It'll be at its best. He'll have something to serve those people he loved with the best, the one that comes forth out of you. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.